this old world, it's a battle every day. My steps get weary, and I sometimes fall. But I'll keep looking beyond. All these trials will soon be gone. I'll reach that land, lay it all down, home at last.
Home at last.
Home at last.
And I'll lay off this heavy love that burdens me.
And I will sing sweet victory.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea glorious thought. My sin not in part, but the whole is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more.
Thank God it's well. I was sitting there thinking, I'm glad as a child of God, we're not living on credit. It's all paid for. Amen. I mean, it's all paid for. And I appreciate that. Sometimes, more times than not, I probably fail. But he never failed me. I fail him, but he never failed me. I'm glad, thank God, he finished it all. It's well with my soul. If you have your Bibles tonight, I want you to turn quickly in Proverbs chapter 23. And I want to read down through here just a little bit in Proverbs chapter 23. And it said, "But when thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before thee. And put a knife to thy throat if thou be a man given to appetite. Be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful meat. Labor not to be rich, cease from thine own wisdom. But thou set thine eyes upon that which is not, for riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven. Eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye, neither desire thou his dainty meats. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee." And that verse 7 is where I want to preach just for a little while. It said, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." And I've kind of been pondering that verse for a while now, as I said, since I preached over there about David being a man after God's own heart. And I've thought a lot about the scriptures that's in the Word of God that deals with the heart. I read where it talked about a stony heart. I read where it talked about an evil heart of unbelief. I read where it talked about a hard heart. Then I read where Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not take the king's meat. I read where the scripture said about different ones, they thought to seek the Lord with all of their heart. And then I read over in Romans where it said, "With the heart man believeth unto salvation." Amen. I mean, this is a, then I heard this statement, and I've heard it two different ways. President said one time, this is for the battle for the soul of America. Another time, he said, he made a statement, said this is the battle for the heart of America. And I've been thinking about this heart business. We can't live without our heart. Amen. You can make it without a lot of different members of your body, but if you lose your heart, it's all over. And I've been thinking about this statement that the Bible said here, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. And I've just been pondering this thing for a while. As he thinketh in his heart. Now, look up here and listen to me for a few minutes. I mean, whatever you let go in affects your heart. Whatever you're... Now, I could say a lot of things. I think a lot of the things that we see in this day that we're living in, the things that they got out there for these youngins, the things, I mean, and I'm not going to get legal here. I'm just going to tell you all this, okay? I think all this internet business, most of it's out of hell. I think it stole the heart of these youngins. As a man thinketh, so is his heart. Well, I've been thinking about, I got to thinking about this the other day. School just started back in our area, and as well as all across the nation. And I thought, how long is it going to be before we have a school shooting? It's going to happen. Amen. It's going to happen. More than likely, it's going to happen. We shouldn't be surprised. And I've been thinking about this, and I said, I'm not getting legal tonight. I'm telling you what the Bible said. For as a man thinketh, so is his heart. Amen. All these youngins do anymore, they're able to get on their gaming systems, and everything is shoot it up, shooting and killing. So as a man thinketh, that's all that they ever see, that all they ever, it finally gets in there, it takes root. I mean, so as a man thinketh, so in his heart, so is he. Amen. I mean, everything that you see on the television is drugs, violence, sex, everything. That's all it is. Amen. That's all they've got everybody thinking about. The Bible said this. Now, here's what I want to tell you. I ain't here to preach on all that stuff. I want to tell you how important this Word of God is. I mean, the Bible said, hide the word in your heart that you might not sin against God. I mean, that's how important your heart is. God has fixed your heart up to receive something from Him. Now, this ain't no shouting message, but this will help you down the road, probably keep you out of some trouble, might keep you young as out of hell. Now, when television come out, it become the best babysitter there ever was. Set them in front of it and do what you want. Now it's the phones. Now, I mean, it's anything else. Now, I ain't preaching against that stuff. I'm trying to tell you about your heart. Amen. This is how important this is. The devil wants to get to your heart. Amen. Yes, sir. He wants to get your mind on something else. And if he can get your mind on something else, and you're thinking, so as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. I mean, if that's all you're seeing and that's all you're desiring, it ain't long. It's not a coincidence that he's talking about something here. He's talking about eating and drinking in this context. When you receive that, when you eat it, when you drink it, when you're consumed by it, and you consume it, that's what you become. That's what you desire to become. He said, desire not these dainty meats. I mean, you know, he gets talking about, hey, over here in chapter 24, the Bible said, be thou not envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them. For their heart studieth destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. That's the way this younger crowd wants to be. Like this crowd out of Hollywood and everywhere else. Let's be like them. Well, you'll probably be going to the same place they'll be going to. It ain't no wonder, listen, their Most of them, I guess, are millionaires, but they're unhappy. More of them commit suicide. More of them kill. I mean, they ain't got no peace in their heart. There's the problem. They don't have nothing from God in their heart. That's how important this Word of God is. I mean, the Bible said that, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. You can get some peace in this thing. I mean, but Lord God, you got to kindly protect your heart in it. You can't just, I mean, can a man take fire in his bosom and not be burned? You can't play around with all this mess, and sooner or later, it comes home. It's what I said. It ain't going to be long. I don't think it will. Before he's a kid that's mad at another kid or mad at a student or mad, and we're going to have more of it. And then they're going to try to take your guns. Or that ain't the problem. The problem is the heart. And they don't want the Lord around. They don't want Jesus around. And he's the only one that can take care of your heart. He moves in your heart. He makes a difference in this thing. And if you exclude him from that, I mean, all you've got is chaos. All you've got is murder. All you've got is thieving. All you've got is lying. Yeah, that's all you got. It's all you're taught. I mean, we protect everything but our young'uns and their ears and their eyes. And oh, I ain't preaching against sin. I'm talking about your heart. Hey, good things come through that also, but most of it, I mean, you can't even watch a cartoon. Somebody asked the other day, they asked one of these young'uns something about Looney Tunes. Well, they didn't know what that was. Amen. The good old cartoons, there ain't no such thing no more. You know, it's all violence. It's all out of hell. It ain't no wonder that they're trying to indoctrinate this crowd with all these sexual orientations in preschool. You think, oh, it's just, no, they're going after their heart. Amen. Let me tell you something. The Bible said the devil is subtle. Amen. More than any other beast. He's subtle. Lord God, you think, well, if we could just keep them safe. Well, you're looking at the outward. How are you going to keep them safe? How are you going to keep their heart safe? There's what he's after. If he gets the heart, he's got the rest of them. So as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. I mean, you got to kindly protect yourself from some things. I mean, you have to. And you got to, as parents and grandparents, you got to protect the young'uns from things. And they ain't going to like it. They ain't going to like it when all the others are doing whatever they want to and I can't. But it'll be down the road. You'll find out when you protected their heart from this hell that's trying to get in it enough to where the Lord can move in. Now, there's some good things down through here. I ain't going to take a lot of time and go through this. I mean, my God, I seen this. You know how you get a evil heart of unbelief? I read that over there. As soon as the word of God is sown, the fowls come by and they pluck it out. That's the way the devil works. Amen. But you got to let this word of God get in there. The Bible said this. It said, the morsel, in verse 8, which thou hast eaten, thou shalt vomit up, and lose thy sweet words. Speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words. Verse 10 said, remove not the old landmarks and enter not into the field of the fatherless. I mean, and he talks about that over in verse 28 of chapter 22. Remove not the ancient landmarks. You know, it's come to pass now when, and you may or may not, I don't think have a problem, too much of a problem with it here. But I think most churches is nothing more than a social event anymore. I think that's what it is. You got to have a group for everybody so that you can appease everybody. What happened to coming to church looking for Jesus? What happened to coming to church to worship. Instead of busting up in groups and doing different things. I mean, they've already removed the old landmarks. They've already let everything else come in. And make it, I mean, it's like it was when Jesus went in. They made it a den of thieves. Used to be a house of prayer. But now it's a gathering place. For most of them, I believe, going to hell, if you want the truth about it. The landmarks are gone. This is a battle for the heart of the nation. But it's more so than that. It's a battle for the heart of the people. And then I've been thinking about, it said this, it said, "For their Redeemer is mighty, he shall plead their cause with thee. Apply thine heart." Now listen. "Apply thine heart unto instruction, and thine ears to the word of knowledge." I mean, now listen, withhold not correction from the child. If thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Ain't that something? I mean, ain't that something? Our nation passes laws that says you can't do those things. Word of God says you have to do them. Bible said, if you don't, he's one that has hated his son.
Amen.
I mean, if you don't correct them, if you don't protect them, not just outwardly, you wouldn't let somebody walk in your house and just carry them out willingly. The strong man of the house, if he had known what hour the thief would have come, he'd been ready, wouldn't he?
Amen.
But now, Lord God, the thief is dwelling in most of them. And he ain't bothering the outward man. He's going after the heart. He's trying to put a stony heart of unbelief in that youngin. He's trying to put a rebellious heart in him. I mean, I got a phone call a couple days ago from a woman talking about a little boy. Said, "I don't know what to do." Said, "He minds everybody but me. What do I do?" I said, "I'll tell you what you do." I mean, you get rid of that rebellion out of him. And he ain't but 9, so he can't be too rough. But you know, at some point, things get out of hand and you can't control it. And when you got a heart that's went after something else, what the devil's after. There's not a heart in here tonight the devil wouldn't like to take control over.
Amen.
Saved or lost.
Yes, sir. Amen.
For as in the heart, Lord God, so is he. You get so fixated on something other than the word of God, it ain't long you're going to be exactly that. If you're caught up, and he talked to this boy about riches, if all you're caught up in is riches, it ain't going to be long. All you're going to do is seek after riches. All you're going to do is work after them. If you get caught up in the dannies of all of this that he was invited to, it ain't long after all you're going to seek after. He tells him, don't fool with it. All of the riches that you was invited to come in and see, he said, they'll fly away in just a moment. They'll be gone. Be gone. You know what that does? It gets in your heart. Think you can't live without it. The Lord's the only thing you can't live without. Thank God. Then the Bible says, apply thine heart unto instruction and thine ears to the words of knowledge. Withhold not correction from the child. For if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod and shalt deliver his soul from hell. Ain't that a verse? My son, if thine heart be wise, my heart shall rejoice, even mine. Yea, my reins shall rejoice when thy lips speak right things. You know, I think the best thing that ever happens is when a child follows after God. And when a parent knows that a child's following after God, I think they sleep a little bit better at night. I mean, you think Jesse worried about David as much as he did those other boys? There's a statement that I've kindly noticed and put together here the last little bit. I got to thinking about Jesse told David to go check on those other boys down there in the battle. He never had to tell nobody to go check on David, far as I know. Think about that. He never had to send nobody to check on David. You know why? David was a man after God's own heart. He knew he had one boy that had the anointing on him.
Amen.
Amen. He had one boy that went after God. He had one boy that the Lord was walking with him. Did that make David perfect? No, but God was still with him. He made mistakes like everybody else. Heard somebody say the Lord wouldn't do nothing for me. I was too mean. I got thinking about this the other day. You realize three people in the Word of God wrote most of the Bible, if you want to be honest about it. Paul, Moses, and David, and all three of them was murderers. Think about that.
Amen.
That's how merciful God is.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, thank God He is merciful. Amen. Don't worry about what you've done back yonder, Lord God. Let God help you now. Let Him establish some faith in your heart now. They wrote more of the Bible than anybody. I mean, David wrote most of them. Well, I don't know most of them, but a whole lot of them Psalms. He sung to the Lord more than anybody else that I know of. Moses, he got to write the first five books. Paul, he got to write, 14 in the New Testament. Lord God, that's pretty good for a crowd like that, ain't it? God can use anybody He wants to.
Amen.
All He's wanting is your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, follow after Him. Seek after Him. But the Bible said this, yea, my reins shall rejoice when thy lips speak the right things. Let not thine heart envy sinners. Boy, ain't that something. We got a crowd that, and that's all they do now. They look toward this worldly crowd and they envy after it. I'd like to be like them. I'd like to be like them. You know what? I don't care a thing about that business.
Amen.
I've got some old folks that's in my life and I'd like to be like them. We've got a great cloud of witnesses over here in the Hebrews chapter 11 and I'd like to be like them. I mean, I don't want to go through some of the, but I'd like to have the faith, wouldn't you? I'd like to have the walk with God. I mean, Enoch, he just walked with God. That's a pretty good feller to follow after, ain't it? I mean, Abraham. I mean, there's some statements in the Word of God I've just been thinking about. David was a man after God's own heart. That's a pretty good statement to be made about a person, ain't it? Abraham. Bible said, believe God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. That's pretty good, ain't it? I mean, they just some individual statements. I like it when the Lord knows something about us. So why did they do that? Well, they had a heart just receptive of the things of God. He said, let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. Listen, verse 18, for surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall be cut off. I mean, yeah, all this business is going on. There's going to come an end to it. They ain't going to live high on the hog forever. There's an end. Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way. I mean, if you ain't figured it out, and I sat there and read this thing two or three times and it finally hit me. I just kind of got hung up. Boy, he deals with the heart this whole chapter. And that's what he wants.
Amen.
Nothing less than your heart. That's what he wants. That's where he wants to move in. That's where he wants to rule and reign, is in your heart. Thank God. But I'm going to say this. Just as much as the Lord wants to, if you ain't careful, the devil, he's seeking after that heart also. All he's got to do to get to destroy you is get your heart. And you'll do the rest on your own. You don't have to have him to tell you nothing. Oh, if he can get the heart going the wrong way, you'll do the rest. Your actions will fall. So is he, the Bible said. So is he. Whatever that heart is desiring after, that's what you're going to run after. Whatever you're looking at, that's what you're going to run down. It's what you're going to become. If you want God, you can have him. If you want the rest, you can have it too. But it'll come to an end. It'll come to an end. The Bible said, be not among the winebibbers, riotous eaters of flesh, for the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. Hearken unto thy father that begot thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Amen. Buy the truth and sell it not. Now, I'm going to stop right there here in just a minute. I'm going to end with that verse. Buy the truth and sell it not. I'm going to tell you something. There's a cost of going with God.
Amen.
It costs. Buy the truth. There's a cost to it. Daniel, it cost him. Hebrew boys, it cost him. David, it cost him. Abraham, it cost him. Every one of them, there's a cost.
Amen.
He said, I ain't going to sell it. I've got the truth. Abraham, why didn't you sell it? Sodom and Gomorrah didn't look that good to me. Looked good to Lot, but the end wasn't there. Boys, why didn't you bow before that idol? Didn't look that good to me. In comparison to the Lord, you ought to have seen him, how beautiful he was when he was the fourth man in the fire. I mean, Lord God, you ought to have seen him when he got in there and everything was that bound us was burned off and he's walking with us. You ought to have seen the glory in the fire. How come you went and prayed? Daniel, when we told you not to. Because he talks back to me and ain't nobody like his voice. Just to hear his voice is worth it. Just to hear him get in there with them den of lions and say, go over and lay down and shut up. Daniel, you rest. Yeah. There ain't nothing like him. There's a cost, but he said, buy it. And don't sell it. You know what that means, don't sell it? The devil's going to come by and say, look, I give you this for, just leave that stuff alone. Ain't no use going with God. Ain't no use giving your heart to God. He said, don't sell it. Don't get rid of the old landmarks.
Amen.
Don't get rid of the old ways of God. Lord God, you remember when he come by and talked to you? Don't sell that off.
Amen.
Remember when he come and reached you to parched corn? Don't get rid of that.
Amen.
Lord God, we need Boaz more than anything else. We need our heavenly Boaz.
Yeah.
We need our kinsman redeemer. Lord, don't sell that off. Give your heart to him. Nothing else. He tells him, don't sell it. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. The father of thy righteousness shall greatly rejoice. And he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him.
Amen.
We're back to that business. Lord, there's a lot of other things down through here that he deals with. I'm not going to deal with all of them tonight. Lord, the picture is your heart. I want to read this verse to you again, let you go here. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Whatever you give your heart to, whatever you give it to, that's what you're going to become. That's what I believe that verse says, what it means. Whatever you just give it over to, I'd give it over to the Lord. Lord God. you'll be able to follow after him a little bit easier. Bible said man cannot serve two masters. Can't do it. That's the reason. The devil's trying to offer you about a dozen different ones to keep you from serving one. The way he works. He's subtle. So, oh, there ain't nothing wrong with this. And he ain't lying. Ain't nothing. Till it gets in the way. Till it gets in the way. The Bible said the heart is deceitfully wicked. Yeah, above all things. It's deceitful. That's the reason we got to seek after God's. Curse the hairs in a mess. That's the reason we need him. Because ours is corrupt.
Amen.
Amen. But we just need him. I've just had that on my mind for a few days. A few months, really, since I preached that over there. David was a man after God's own heart. This is a heart business. That's what it's about. Thank God. But anyway, I'm going to let you stand to your feet. We'll go here in just a minute. I'm glad, thank God, he moved in one day.